Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Apoorva Mandhani, principal correspondent at The Print, and in today's podcast, I shall tell you how at least 10 high courts across the country have so far issued several directions to their respective state governments on the upsurge in COVID-19 cases. Now, the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic has basically overwhelmed the health infrastructure across the country, with active cases in the country crossing the 20 lakh mark, doubling in just 10 days. As of Tuesday morning, the death toll crossed 1,80,000 and over 2.5 lakh new infections were registered in a day. At such time, we've had these 10 high courts issuing a wide range of orders on the pandemic so far. This include asking governments to ramp up oxygen and medicine supply, updating data on availability of beds, imposing near lockdowns, directing adequate facilities for migrant laborers, ordering strict implementation of COVID-19 guidelines for elections, and many others. So, for example, last year, the Gujarat High Court was the first to take so motu cognizance of the preparations for the COVID-19 pandemic, even before the first case was detected in the state. On 11th April this year, it once again took so motu cognizance of, and I quote, the uncontrolled upsurge and serious management issues in COVID control. That's the name of the PIL it registered. The order took note of news articles saying that they indicate that the state is heading towards a health emergency of sorts. Since then, the court has heard the case thrice, spanning several concerns including increase of RT-PCR testing facilities across the state, real-time update of online portal on availability of vacant beds in hospitals, and checking on the availability of oxygen. On 15th April this year, the bench also took note of the general perception of the state data on COVID-19 not being accurate and said, and I quote, that the state should not feel shy of publishing the correct data of RT-PCR testing results. Then last week, we had the Bombay High Court take suo motu cognizance of the surge in COVID-19 cases in various prisons across Maharashtra based on news reports. When the matter was heard again on Tuesday, the court was given details of the prisoners and suggested steps that will be taken by the government to arrest. Now, when the matter was heard again on Tuesday, the court was given details of the prisoners and the suggested steps that will be taken by the government to arrest the surge. Meanwhile, the Nagpur bench of the Bombay High Court ordered the Maharashtra government on Monday to immediately release 10,000 vials of the antiviral drug Remdesivir by Monday night to the Nagpur district. Meanwhile, on Monday, the Delhi High Court actually revived an already disposed of petition which was filed by Advocate Rakesh Malhotra on the COVID-19 testings and infrastructure. The Delhi High Court now noted that the virus has raised its ugly head once again. While on Monday, it specifically asked the state government to utilize funds for construction workers, on Tuesday, the court said that economic interests cannot override human lives and suggested some reduction in steel and petroleum production in order to divert oxygen to COVID-19 patients. During the hearing, it made other suggestions as well on increasing the number of beds for COVID-19 patients in Delhi and ramping up the vaccination program. On Monday, two other high courts also issued directions concerning the pandemic. Firstly, the Madras High Court directed the Tamil Nadu government to prioritize COVID-19 vaccination and open special counters in all government centers for the disabled, irrespective of whether they have attained the age of 45 years. Secondly, the Madhya Pradesh High Court emphasized on the right to good health under the Constitution to issue a total of 19 directives to the state government on a suo motu writ petition initiated by it on COVID-19 last year. So the new directions now covered several aspects including oxygen and remdesivir supply, rates charged by private hospitals and pathological labs, updation of data on availability of beds, and increasing the number of RT-PCR tests. Now, there were also orders that seem to have propelled the state machinery into swift action. So, for example, we had the Patna High Court taking suo motu cognizance of the surge in cases in Bihar. The first order in this petition was passed on 15th April when the court took note of news reports of patients running helter-skelter, that's what the court said, to find beds in government and private hospitals. A day after this order, the Bihar government designated two more hospitals as dedicated COVID hospitals. Similarly, we also had an order by the Hyderabad High Court. Basically, it ordered the Telangana government on Monday to decide within 2 days on curfews or lockdowns in the state to contain the rapidly increasing cases. Within hours, the state government imposed a 10-day night curfew in the state from 20th to 30th April. But then we have an order passed by the Allahabad High Court. In a sternly worded order passed on Monday, the court directed the Uttar Pradesh government to shut down all private and government-run establishments in 5 cities in the state, basically imposing a near lockdown till 26th April. The order was for the cities of Prayagraj, Lucknow, Varanasi, Kanpur Nagar and Gorakhpur. The order also severely criticized the state government, saying things like, and I quote, "It is a shame that while the government knew of the magnitude of the second wave, it never planned things in advance." Now, this matter was scheduled to be heard next on 26th April, but the UP government approached the Supreme Court right away challenging this order, and the Supreme Court granted an interim stay against the order on Tuesday. Now, we also had a few high courts issue orders specifically taking into account the prevalent peculiarities of the state. For example, in poll-bound West Bengal, the Calcutta High Court heard 2 petitions on 13th April expressing concerns over people participating in election campaigns without adhering to COVID-19 protocols in the state. So in this case, the High Court directed the district magistrates and chief election officer of the state to ensure that COVID-19 guidelines for conducting elections are implemented strictly. Similarly, on Saturday last week, the Karnataka High Court told the state government to issue directions to all those concerned to avoid congregation or rallies after the bipoll results are declared on 2nd May. That's all I have for you right now. This is Apurva Mandhani, Principal Correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.